Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Jack Henry Associates, a leading provider of technology solutions and payment processing services for the financial services industry. Known for its core banking systems, payment processing, and digital banking solutions, Jack Henry plays a crucial role in the operations of community banks, credit unions, and other financial institutions. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the financial technology sector. Let's dive in.
Jack Henry Associates has established itself as a trusted partner for financial institutions, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do the biases like status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision making, particularly in product development and client relationships?
Status quo bias can significantly impact Jack Henry's decision making, especially given their focus on providing stable and reliable technology solutions to financial institutions. This bias might lead the company to favor existing products and services, potentially slowing down the adoption of newer, more innovative solutions that could offer significant benefits to their clients. Loss aversion is another key factor, where Jack Henry might prioritize strategies that minimize the risk of disrupting their long-standing client relationships. This conservative approach ensures the stability and reliability that their clients expect, but it can also limit the company's ability to capitalize on emerging technologies and market trends.
This focus on maintaining stability and minimizing risk has helped Jack Henry build strong, long-term relationships with its clients, appealing to investors who value consistent performance and a customer-centric approach.
Exactly. Jack Henry's emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable partner for financial institutions, which is particularly important in the highly regulated and risk-averse financial services industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and adapt to the rapidly evolving financial technology landscape to remain competitive.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Jack Henry Associates. As a technology provider serving a diverse range of financial institutions, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Jack Henry Associates, given their role in serving a wide range of financial institutions that cater to diverse communities. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for developing innovative solutions that meet the needs of different clients. A diverse workforce can help Jack Henry create more inclusive and effective financial technology products, which can lead to stronger client relationships and improve customer satisfaction. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high level of expertise required in the financial technology sector.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a key factor in evaluating companies, especially in technology-driven industries like fintech, where innovation and understanding diverse client needs are crucial for success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Jack Henry Associates not only strengthens its ability to innovate and serve a broad range of financial institutions, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and customer-focused technology solutions. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Jack Henry operates in a dynamic and competitive financial technology sector. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Jack Henry's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the financial technology sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with changing their core offerings or entering new markets. Status quo bias might make Jack Henry cautious about introducing significant changes to their established product lines, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a rapidly evolving industry. This requires a careful assessment of market trends, regulatory changes, and technological advancements to ensure that their strategies are both effective and sustainable.
This adaptability is key for Jack Henry, especially as they face competition from both traditional fintech companies and newer, more agile startups. Their ability to navigate these challenges is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Jack Henry's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established products and client relationships, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and clients value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Jack Henry Associates to other companies in the financial technology sector like Fiserv, Fidelity National Information Services FIS, and NCR Corporation. How do Jack Henry's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Jack Henry's dynamics are often compared to other fintech leaders like Fiserv, Fidelity National Information Services FIS, and NCR Corporation, particularly in their approach to innovation, client relationships, and market adaptation. Jack Henry's emphasis on stability and client centricity appeals to investors looking for consistency and reliability in the financial technology sector. Fiserv, with its strong focus on payments and digital banking, appeals to those interested in rapid innovation and the future of digital finance. Fidelity National Information Services FIS, known for its comprehensive financial technology solutions, offers a more diversified approach, while NCR Corporation's emphasis on point-of-sale and retail banking technologies appeals to investors looking for exposure to consumer-facing fintech solutions. Jack Henry's focus on stability and client relationships provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Fiserv or NCR Corporation, which have a broader focus on payments and retail banking technologies, Jack Henry's strength lies in its emphasis on core banking systems and customer service, which has allowed it to build strong, long-term relationships with its clients.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Jack Henry, the focus on stability and client relationships provides a unique value proposition in the financial technology sector.
To sum up, Jack Henry Associates' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Jack Henry's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.